Begin the current daven, Sestus Menachas Dav Kuv Zayin. Begin three lines down the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our previous Mishnah, along the themes of the topic of this parak of Hari Alai. Someone takes upon himself to make a neder and a dava to the Beis HaMikdash, and he doesn't specify exactly what or the quantity. So that's what the halacha is explaining. So one of the cases of the Mishnah was Hari Alai Zav. Someone says, I take upon myself to bring gold to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yifchis Medin Zav, he can't bring less, the minimum he has to bring is a golden dinner. That is the Gemara, but B'dama Nascha, maybe he had in mind a piece, a chunk of gold, like a plate of gold. Why is it specifically a golden dinner? So Amr Balazi says, because the Amamat Beya, it's not just that he said gold, he says a golden coin, and the smallest amount that's required is a golden dinner. And that is the Gemara, why? B'dama Priti, a pruta is the smallest coin. Maybe it's a pruta. So Amr Papa, he says, Priti did a havalay of the inchi. People don't make golden prutas. The smallest golden coin that's made is a dinner, and therefore the minimum he has to give is a golden dinner. The Mishnah continued, it says, Kesef, if he donates silver, le'yifchas medinah, here also he can't give less than the silver dinner. And that is the Gemara of Adama Nascha. Maybe he's donating a silver plate. Amr Balazi says, no, Adama Matbe is where he said that it's a coin. And that is the Gemara of Adama Priti. Maybe it's a silver pruta, which people do make. Rav Sheshes, he says, Ba'asu dolisogu priti de kaspits tobin in the place where they don't use the silver prutas. And that's why, in such a situation where someone says, I'm donating to the Beis HaMikdash, a silver coin, the smallest one is going to be, in those places, a silver dinner. Now the Mishnah continues, says, Nechashes, if he's donating copper, La'yifchis mimo kesef, he can't give less than the value of copper, meaning copper, and the value of a silver ma, which a ma is a sixth of a dinner, that's how much copper he brings. Now, however, Tanya learned in the Braisa that there's a different opinion. You don't bring less than the small fork made out of copper. You donate in copper? Yeah, but the smallest item that could be considered valuable and valid is like a small fork made out of copper. And that is the Gemara Mai Chazi. What utility is that worth that you're saying that if he's donating copper has to be at least the size of that fork? So Amabai says, because Shemechatitin Babsilis, they would use these small forks to take off the tip of the wick, which was already burnt out, was already charcoal, already darkish. And Mekanchaba Neiris, they would use these small little copper forks to clean out the cups that held the wicks and the oil from all the ashes that was inside. And therefore, that's the utility of having donating copper. That's the smallest size of a Kli Sharis that could be useful. If a person is donating copper, according to the opinion of Blazman Yaakov, he has to bring the smallest thing that he can bring is the small copper fork. Now, regarding Barzel iron, if someone donates to the Beis HaMikdash, Tanya Ulit Nabraisa, the others say, La'yifchis Mikalya Orev. It can't be smaller than what's called the crowd chaser, which were these metal plates that had these sharp metal jagged edges coming out of it, which were put on the top of the roof of the Heichel, which were to chase away the crows, the birds that would come and sit on it. Now, Vakama, and how big was that? So Rav Yisuf explains, it's Amma Lama, it's Amma squared. The Ikidame, those say that the version was the reverse. The Braisa said, Lo Yivchis Ma'amma Lama. Someone's donating iron can't be less than the Amma squared. L'may Chazia, that's what the Gemara's question was, and what is that useful for? Amar Avisu, is it L'kal Yarev? Because that's the minimum size of what would be for these crowd chasers to be chasing away these birds that would come and sit on top of the roof of the Heichel. That was the utility, that's the smallest thing a person has to bring if he donates iron to the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on this theme of Hari Alai. Someone says, I take upon myself a neder, and he doesn't specify how much. Here the Mishnah says, Hari Alai Yain. It says, I take upon myself to bring wine for Nesachim, for libations on the Mizbeach. So, lo yifchis mishlesh lugin, he can't bring less than 3 lugin of wine, because that's the smallest amount of nesachim that there are, where different types of animals have different amounts. The smallest quantity is 3 lugin, so therefore someone's bringing just the nesachim of the yayin, can't be less than 3 lugin. Let's say he says he's taking upon himself to bring shemen oil. So, the Tanakhama says, lo yifchis miloig, can't bring less than a loig. No, but a loig is enough, because that's the amount that's fit. When someone makes an adava, donated mincha, he brings a loig of oil with that. Now, although in this situation, he's not intending to bring it with a minchas nadava, the oil. He's intending to actually sacrifice the mincha, the oil by itself, just like the case of the yayin, which these things are liquids being poured in the mizbeach. But this is going like the unspecified opinion, which is related to that of Reb Tarfon, who we had quoted him in the previous in the Kofdal Medalev, that he says, af mes natman shemen, that you could even donate oil, and what is the measurement of oil? That's what we have this machlokes. And the Kama says that what we find is a precedence of being just a log of oil by mechs nedava. So here too. And Rabbi Yemi says, no, shleish is lugin, that's we have three lugin, as Gemara will explain their machlokes. Now the Mishnah concludes, let's say, he says, peirashti ve'eni dema peirashti. He says, I specified the amount of the nosachim where for this wine and oil, but I don't recall how much I specified. Then yavi kiyemiru, but then he has to bring like the day which has the most nesachim brought on it, which Gemara will explain what that's referring to. Now, explain the halacha of our Mishnah, which opened up regarding the haril yain. So turn on the brayse. It says in the pasuk ezrach, which is in the parshas of nesachim of the libations. It says in Bamidbar Tezvav, kol ezrach yasakacha v'begaymer, every resident, every native should do like this, etc. Which, as we mentioned in previous stuff, it's a superfluous pasuk. So what does this word ezoch come to teach? Malam mishem is not vinyain, because it's already superfluous, because it already spoke about nesachim. So this word ezoch comes to teach shem is not vinyain, that you could donate even, not even as part of a carbon, which is generally where the nesachim come from, you can even donate wine to bring as a pouring and libation on the mizbech. Now, v'kama, how much is it? Shleisha lugin, three lugin, because less than that we never find that its use is valid for the nesachim. So therefore, when one's donating by itself, it also has to be a minimum of three lugin. Now, minayin shem rotz lahisav yisav. How do we know if he wants to increase in the three lugin, he could increase? Tamalami yia. That's what it says yia. It says kochem kegeru keezuch yia. The term havaya always indicates a new creation, a new element, something that's of more, which that you could have even more nesachim than three lugin. Now, yachal yia, of course, you would think, okay, maybe therefore I could also diminish. Tamalama kocha, it says no kocha, it's a lashon of bikuva ma'akev, it's integral, you have to have at least three lugin of wine. Now, that's for garnering wine. And the Mishnah continued, shemen, let's say he's donating oil. La yivchis min aloig, Tanya Kama says he can't have less than a loig, but a loig is enough. Rabbi Amishleish lugin, it says you have to have at least three lugin. Says the Gemara b'makim efekir, regarding what are they disagreeing about? So Amru Rabbanan Kameder Rapapa, the rabbi said in front of Rapapa that it's bedon mina when you're learning something out from something else. Where in this case, how do we know that someone could donate oil by itself? We learn that from Minchas Nadava. When someone donates a mincha, as the Gemara says later on, where it says in the pasuk carbon, that word carbon comes to teach that someone could donate shemen. Now, that pasuk is by the Michas Nadavin, the Yukar Beis, where it says, Kisark of carbon mincha, what's the extra word carbon coming to teach? That you could even donate shemen by itself. Now, but when you're learning shemen from Minchas Nadavin, learning something from something else, do we say umina, and then we learn everything else from that context? Or bidon mina, or when you're learning something out from something else, but then v'ukim be'astra, then you put it back to the thing that you're learning it out to its own context, which that would mean like the laws of Nesachim. Because oil that comes by itself is just like wine, which is a liquid being poured, which is called Nesachim. That's what Kamiflagi, that's what they're disagreeing about in our Mishnah. As the Gemara explains, this is what the rabbis were saying in front of Rabbapa. Rabbanan Savri Dumino Umina. The rabbis held that the Tanakam in our Mishnah, that when you're learning something else from something else, you totally learn it out from that thing. So therefore, as follows. Mam mincha misnadvin, you're learning out from mincha. So just like by a mincha, we could donate av shemen am misnadvin. So we learn out, so you could also donate by itself oil. Now, but umina, we learn out everything from that context. Mam mincha baloi, just like when you're donating mincha's nadava. How much oil is placed in is one log of oil. Av shemen baloi, so to this halach, av shemen learning out from mincha's nadava. How much oil is going to be placed in? A minimum of one log. But for Rabbi Sava, he held no. Dumina voki ba'astra. When we learn out something from something else, we learn it out. But then, what that thing we're learning out, we apply it to the context of the thing that you're learning out to, not from. And therefore, it goes as follows. Ma mincha misnadvin, yeah, just like by a mincha, a flower offering, you could donate. Av sheminami misnadvin, now we learn that from the word carbon. So too, by oil, you could also donate. Now, voki ba'astra, now we apply this law of the shemen that you could donate and bring it by itself and pour it to its own context. Kinesachim, like libations, because that's what you're doing. You're pouring oil, just like generally pour wine. Now, so therefore, man nesachim shleishes lugin, just like the minimum of libations, which generally that category is wine, the minimum is three lugin, av shemen, am shleishes lugin. So to oil, the minimum is going to be three lugin, according to Rebbe, and not one lug. Now, however, amalu rapapa, that's what the rabbis were saying in front of rapapa to explain the machlekes. And that rapapa said to them, no. I could tell you, imi mincha gomala Rebbe, if Rebbe was learning out the law of that you could donate shemen by itself, he was learning out from the law of Minchas Nadava, that they're the kulei amalei pligi, then no one would disagree, because dun mina umina. Everyone, including Rebbe, would hold that you learn out something from something, you learn it out all the way. And then, yeah, Rebbe would agree, it would be one leg, because umina would mean, just like Minchas Nadava, where then you only have one leg of oil. But Ella Rebbe says, Rav Papa, you know what the machlekes is? Rebbe me'ezrach gramala. Rebbe learns out the source of how you can make a nedava of shemen, not from mechas nedava, not from carbon. He learns it from a different source, that of the word ezrach, which, as the Gemara had previously just explained regarding wine, that we said, what's the source you could donate wine from the word ezrach there in the parasha of Nesachim? So too, Rebbe learned from that same word ezrach that you could donate oil, which is the same thing. They're both Nesachim. And therefore, since he's learning out Shemin from there, it's dun mina umina, yeah, like Nesachim, like Olu's Nesachim, which just like we find by Nesachim, by wine, the minimum is 3 lugan. So to buy oil is going to be the minimum of 3 lugan, not because he holds Oki Ba'asra, it could even be if he holds dun mina umina. However, Amalei Rav Huna Bered Rav Nasan Rav Papa, Yasna Rav Papa, it says, Amimet says, Amar Hachi, can you really say that the Machlekes is because Rebbe learns out from Ezrach and not from the word carbon? But Ratanya in the Brisa it says in the Pasuk carbon. Now, what does that come to say? It didn't have to say the word carbon. Malamichem is not Shemin. This comes to say that there's another carbon we're referring to over here, not just the mincha itself, but even the oil by itself. It says the Brisa Bekamen, how much oil? What's the minimum? Shleish is lugan, 3 lugan. And that says Rav Huna Bered Rav Nasan to Rav Papa. Now, man shamed le dama shleish is lugan. Who's the Tanya of this Brisa? Who's the one that says what's the minimum amount of oil when you're donating on its own you have to bring? That's Rebbe, as recorded in the Mishnah. Not like the Chamus say it's only one leg. And become icy lemon carbon. And what's the source that he's telling you that you could donate the oil? It's from the term carbon, not from Ezrach. So obviously, where do you learn it out from? From the context of Minchas Nadava, and not from wine from Ezrach. Amalei, Rav Papa said to me, right, itan yitan, if you have a brisa, you have a brisa. I was saying based on logic, that's not necessarily that he holds domino boka basra. But now that you have a brisa, which says that he does learn it from carbon, then obviously it's like you said, that the machlekes would be the chacham hold domino umina, which is one leg, and Rebbe holds domino boka basra, which would be like its own context, that of Nesachim, of being 3 lugan. Now the Mishnah concluded and said, but let's say pirashti v'eni dema pirashti. He says, I specified how many lugan I'm going to bring, for whether it be oil or wine, but I don't recall how many I'd specified. So the Mishnah said, yavik yem rubi, he has to bring like the day which has the most amount of lugan brought on that day. So time to look in the Braisa, what day is that? Kiyam tevarishan shachak shachalis b'shabbos, like the first day of Sukkot, when it falls in on Shabbos, which then, for wine and oil, there's 140 lugan brought, that's how many he would have to bring, just in case that was what he had donated when he had mentioned, but he doesn't remember the number that he had specified. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Harelai oila. Someone again, the same theme of the previous Mishnayos, which says, it's upon me to bring a oila sacrifice. Totally burnt carbon, but there's many different types of oilas. So that says the Tanakhama, Yavi Kevis, he brings a lamb, which is the cheapest of all the oilas. Now, additionally, as we're going to see, that oila, the only doubt is going to be regarding male animals, because there's no females that are brought as a carbon oila. So you bring a kevis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I mean, he says, Oitar oi ben yoina. No, you bring either a turtle dove or a young pigeon, that's the one that's the cheapest carbon that we say you bring for the unspecified carbon oila that's the minimum that you have to bring for the carbon oila. Now, let's say he says, Pirashti mina bakar. I specified that it's from the cattle. But the enidema pirashti, I don't remember which, because many types of animals that could be brought as a carbon oil, many different species. I don't remember which one I specified, but I know it was one of the cattle. So then, you'll be parve egel. It's only male, but there's two types. You bring either the bull or the calf. Because it didn't specify if it's young or old, but it was from the cattle, so it's parve egel. Now, let's say he says, I specified one of the karbanas mina behema, from animals, not just cattle. Could be even flock. But I don't remember what I specified. Oh, then yavi, then they have to bring from all types of animals. Again, the males specifically, but young or old, which is par ve'egel, the bull and the calf, ayel, a ram, sar, a he-goat, gidi, a kid goat, vitle, and a young lamb. Now, let's say he says, pirashti, I specified the type. The any dema parasha, but I don't remember what type, even what category it even was. Meaning, I don't remember if it was even from animals, or maybe it was even from birds. Up until now, we were told that it was for sure type of animals. Now he's like, maybe it was even from birds. So as we continue to base, so now he has to be maisavale in Torah ben yoina. Now, besides all the animals he has to bring, because maybe it was animals, he has to add on also the bird categories, which is also turtle doves and young pigeons. Now this is all if he says harielai oila. Says the Mishnah, let's say harielai toidu shlam. Let's say he says, either that I take upon myself to bring a carbon taida, Thanksgiving offering, or a carbon shlamim. So then, yavi kevis, he brings the cheapest type of carbon that he has to bring for the taida shlamim, which is a lamb, that's the cheapest one of a taida or shlam. Let's say he says, perashti min bakr, regarding this taida and shlamim. He says, I specified this should be from the cattle, But for any day of my parashti, I don't remember which one I specified. Now here it's different than the ratio regarding Oigla, because the Toid and Shlam, you have to now be in doubt. It could even be brought not just from male animals, but even from females. So therefore here the halacha is Yavi par upara, is to bring a bull or a cow, Egel ve'egla, and a calf or a female calf. I mean, he has to bring all these types because they might have been what he had specified, but he forgot. Let's say it says mina behema veni dema parashi. Says, I know I specified that's one of the animals, not just cattle, but I don't remember what I specified. Then yavi par upari has to bring the bull and the cow, egel ve'egla, the male calf and the female calf, ayil ve'rechelam, and we're saying the male and female counterparts, the ram and the ewe, which is the female ram and it's when it's 2 years and it's in its second year, sarvis ira, the he goat and the she goat, gediv gediya, the kid goat and the female kid goat, tlev atalia, the male lamb and the female lamb. Now let's say it says harelai shur. The Mishnah moves on to another halacha. If someone says harelai shur, I take upon myself to bring an ox. So yavihus, he has to bring the ox. Unesachev with its libations, which these libations come along with the carbon, bemana, in the value of a mana, which is 100 dinar, which this, as Rashi says, is a halacha that was specified in Torah Shabbat Peh, which was handed down, that's the amount that it has to be. Now let's say it says egel, a calf. So yavihu unesachev b'chamesh, and this bring the calf with its libations, which are 5 slum worth. Let's say it says I take upon myself to bring an isle of ram. Yavihu nesachah b'shtayim, then he has to bring it with its libations and the value of 2 slum. Now, let's say it says you're going to bring a keves, which this is a lamb in its first year. So then this is the sheep. So yavihu nesachah b'sela. So he brings it with its libations and the value of a sela. Now, continues the Mishnah. Let's say it says harei alai shor b'mana. Take upon myself to bring an ox, and he specifies in the value of a mana. Oh, so here Yavi b'mana chutz min asachav. He has to bring the ox worth a mana besides the libation, because he had said that he's going to bring an ox worth a mana. Generally, you say you're taking an ox with the libations, the value has to be a mana. But here it's specified that the ox itself is a mana, so besides the nechasav, the ox itself has to be worth a mana. So to Egel b'chamesh, if he says he's going to bring in a calf worth 5 slum, so Yavi b'chamesh chutz min asachav. He has to bring the Egel itself has to be worth 5 slum besides the libation. So to Ayel B'shtam, it specifies the ram with 2 slum, which it's always generally 2 with the Nesachim, but here that he specified the ram itself as 2, Yavi B'shtam, Chutz Nesachim, he has to bring it worth 2 slum besides the libations. And so to Keves Pesela, when he says the lamb in the worth of a Sela, Yavi B'shtam, Chutz Nesachim, he has to bring the lamb itself worth a Sela besides the libations that come with it. Now, continues the Mishnah, let's say he had said Sher B'mana, he's going to bring an ox worth a mana. And he brings 2 oxen that are worth a mana. So lo yotzi is not fulfilled his obligation because he had established that he's bringing 1 ox worth a mana. So although he's bringing oxen worth a mana, that's not valid. It has to be 1 ox worth a mana. And bafili, even more so, even zebe mana chasadina, bezebe mana chasadina, even if let's say each one of those oxen are almost worth a mana, let's say it's 99 dinar, which 100 dinarm is this. Is worth a mana, and he brings 99 on both, still not valid. You have to have that 1 ox worth a mana. Let's say shachar vehebi lovin. Let's say he says he's going to bring a black ox and he brings a white one. Or lovin vehebi shachar. He says he's going to bring a white one and he brings a black one. Or godl vehebi katan. He says he's going to bring a large one and he brings a small one. And lo yatzah hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Not what he had vowed to bring. Now, but let's say katan vehebi godl, then yatzah. Let's say he vowed to bring a small one and he brings a big one. So he didn't fulfill his obligation. That's a pinut on the kama. Rabbi Amalayatze says, no, he has not fulfilled his obligation. It's not exactly what he had vowed. Even though it's even more than that, it's still not valid, according to Rabbi. Now, the Gemara explains that regarding the opening halacha in our Mishnah, when he says, Harei Alai Oila, which he has to bring the smallest one as a minimum, so he had a machlekes in the Mishnah, what is that? Is that a kevis or is that Torah B'nei Yaina? Says the Gemara, B'lei Plig, it's actually not a machlekes. Mar Kiastri, each one was going according to the location where they lived. In the place of the Tanakhama, that the cheapest one, a lamb was worth less than a bird. In the place of Eliezer, a bird was worth less than the kevis, and therefore each one was just picking what was the cheapest one in their location of when the person makes an unspecified oil that he has to bring. Now, relating to the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara says, "Tarbon in the brisa, harei alai oil beselam mizbeach." Someone says, "I take upon myself to bring a carbon oil that's worth a sell to the mizbeach." So yabi kevis, he brings a lamb because she'en l'chadavish a carbon beselam gam mizbeach. A kevis, there really is nothing as we learned in the Mishnah, that it's generally brought in the value of a seller to the Mizbech, but a lamb, where those who take out the gears of the next two words, shakar b'sela, which as we said in the Mishnah, is brought in the value of a seller. So if you're saying you bring an oil worth a seller, obviously referring to the kebis. But, says the Braisa, let's say pirashti, let's say says, look, I specified which carbon I'm going to bring, and that I'm going to purchase it for a price of a seller. But for any day I'm at pirashti, I don't remember which one I specified. Here's a little bit different. From the fact that he specified, he said already which one it's going to be, so now you can already doubt maybe it was really other animals. So therefore, yavi mikol davish akarv b'sela gamezbech, then now he has to bring anything that potentially could be purchased, even though generally you have to bring it with more money, but if it could be purchased for a seller, then he has to bring that animal as a carbon to the mezbech, as a carbon oila from each one of those types, as long as you could purchase a whole entity from a seller. It's not just going to be a kevis, it's going to be even those which are usually brought for more money, but you could maybe get them at sea, you could find on sale, then you would have to bring those ones too, because maybe he specified that one. Now the Mishnah said, Pirashti min habakar. Let's regarding when it says Harayel Oilo. It says, I specified that it should be from the cattle. Veni de ma parashti, but I don't remember which one I specified. So the Mishnah said, Yavi parva egel. He has to bring the two possible ones that it could be from the cattle for the carbon oilo, which are the males, is the bull and the calf. Now on that is the Gemara, my, why? Valesi parma manavshach. Either way, it should be enough. It should be sufficient. If he brings a bull, he's bringing it anyway. Why does he also have to bring the eagle? Even if he vowed to bring an eagle, but like we say, the smaller is already included in the bigger. A large calf turns into a bull. So why do you have to bring both? Says the Gemara, Hamani, Rabbi, who's the Tana of this Halacha in the Mishnah? It's Rabbi. The Amma that he says, if you vowed to bring a small thing, you bring a large thing, which even though you would say, okay, for sure, it's even better. No, one does not fulfill his obligation. That's how the Mishnah is going when it says you have to bring a par and eagle. That is the Gemara, but Rabbi, Eim Seif. If you're saying the beginning, this beginning Halacha of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi, look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues later on and says, if someone vowed to bring a shur b'mana, shur and worth a mana. Vehevi shnayim b'manah, brings two that's for a total of a value of a manah. So the Mishnah said, lo yatzi, he's not fulfilled his obligation. Vehevi zeh b'manah chasadin, vehevi zeh b'manah chasadin. Even if he brings each one almost worth a manah, each one is 99 dinar, still not enough. You have to bring that one worth a manah. So to continue the Mishnah, shachah vehevi lavan. If he promised to bring a black one, he brings a white one. Or lavan vehevi shach, he promised to bring a white one, he brings a black one. Or gadol vehevi cotton, or he promised to bring a big one, he brings a small one. Lo yatzi, he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Now, cotton, behavi, gadol, yatzah, Tana Kama says, oh, but if he promised to bring a small and he brings a big one, then he's fulfilled his obligation. And Rebbe, I'm a lo yatzah, but Rebbe says, no, he still has not fulfilled his obligation. So, as the Gemara comes out, Reisha, b'seifa Rebbe, the beginning in the Mishnah is going, you're saying, according to the opinion of Rebbe. The end of the Mishnah is quoting an opinion of Rebbe. Umitzias Rabban, it comes out in the middle opinion, is some other opinion, that of Tana Kama, that of Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, and yes, Reisha, b'seifa Rebbe. The beginning of the Mishnah, like we pointed out, where you have to bring a par and an eagle, is going like Rebbe. Mitziyasa, and the Sefer is also like Rebbe, like the Mishnah at the end quotes the opinion of Rebbe, that cotton and you bring a gadol is not Yetzah. And Mitziyasa, Rabban, the middle is Rabban. And Baharikam, and this is actually what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is concluding by saying, Dovazah, this thing that we had learned, that when you're saying Harela Oila from the buck, you have to bring a par and an eagle, that's what the Mishnah is clarifying at the end and saying, that's not going according to everyone. Rather, it's machlekes, Rebbe Rabbanan. It's a machlekes, a dispute between Rebbe and Rabbanan, where when you say you're going to bring a cotton, a small one, and you bring a big one, that is only going specifically like Rebbe, meaning who over there Rebbe says you're not for Yaitza, that's who the beginning of the Mishnah is going like when you say you have to bring a par and an eagle. And that's why it quotes this machlekes at the end to explain the ratio and say it's not like everyone, our halacha, it's only like Rebbe and not like Rabbanan. Now, the Gemara quotes Tan Hasam, a Mishnah over there, Masechta Shkalim, that will relate back to the halacha of our Mishnah. The Mishnah there is talking about regarding the 13 different types of boxes, which were called shefaris. They were in the shape of a shefer because the money on the bottom had to have wider, but the top was narrow, so someone couldn't stick in his hand and steal the money. There's 13 of these boxes in the Beis Hamikdash. Seven of them specified what should be put in them, which were the new shkalim for the animals to be bought that year, the old shkalim for someone that's still old from the previous year, the pairs of birds which had to be brought at certain times called kinim, the young birds that were brought as a carbon ayla, those for the wood, for the firewood, and then another box for the frankincense, and another box for the gold used for the vessels in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's seven boxes. Then the remaining shisha, the remaining six boxes were l'nedava, were for donations, where there they would put the leftover monies, which would go for the nedaba, for the donations, for the donated karbanas for the tzibur, which were called kaitzim mizbeach, the dessert of the mizbeach, which when no other karbanas were being brought, they would bring from those boxes the donations of the money where the meat would be sacrificed on the mizbeach as an ayla, and the hides would go to the kana. Now, the question that was asked was, keneged mi, what does these six boxes, specifically six, correlate towards? So some of this mnemonic of the names of the Meirom, with those who change around the mnemonic to fit the names of the Meirom, Kamaf Shah. Amachiski, he gives the first interpretation. He says, you know why there were six boxes for Nadava? Can I get Shisha but the Abbas HaKahanim? Correlating to the six subcategory families of the Kahanim, meaning there were 24 Mishmaris, there were different groups of Kahanim, with all the Kahanim that they were split up in different weeks. Now, in the week, every day was one family from that Mishmar, which was split up, that every family had one day, which not just one family, but that whole category of family, which correlated to the 6 days of the week, which every family would do their work on their day, and on Shabbos they were all equal in the work that they did. Now, Shetiknu lem chachamim, the sages had instituted this, that there should be a box for each family, Sheishalom zem zeh, that should have peace one with the other. The reason for this is because, as we mentioned, the hides of these animals that were purchased from these boxes went to the Kahanim who sacrificed those karbanas idols. So, however, whenever the altar was not idle, so then they wouldn't take the monies from those boxes. Now, if there would only be one box for all the donated monies that would be used to purchase these special karbanas when nothing was being done, it would cause a fight, infighting amongst the Kahanim of that whole Mishmar. Why? Because maybe on that day of the first family on, let's say, Sunday, or the one of the second family on Monday, let's say there were many Nadarim and Nadavas that people were bringing that whole day. So then that family would not be taking anything from the box. Now, let's say one of the other days, later on the week, the other families, there weren't so many people bringing karbanas that day. So it comes out that those families would be bringing a lot and using up all the money from the box so that the altar shouldn't be idle. Now, all those hides of those oilers are going to them. So the other families are going to be fighting with them and saying, hey, you guys are using all those monies and using the hides for yourself, and we're not getting anything. And if you're going to say, what about, but we were bringing oilers that people were bringing when we had our day, that's our mazel, that's our special thing. But what does that have to do with the box that we share amongst you? So therefore the sages instituted six separate boxes that each one should not take from anyone else's boxes. And when the monies come, they go into these different boxes, and therefore no one's going to fight because that's your box, that's our box. And therefore they're not going to look at the other person to see what's going on because everyone has their own box anyway. Rabbi Yechiel may give us a different interpretation. It says, since there's so much money that's brought into the Beis HaMikdash, so tiknam shayfaris merubin, so that's why they made many boxes. The money shouldn't get moldy, shouldn't get ruined, because it's just, it would be stuck so much together. If you had just one box, it would get ruined, and therefore they separated and divided into six boxes. He gives a different interpretation. He says, the reason why there was six was connected par, correlating to the carbon that's a bull, the eagle, a calf, Ayel, a ram, the keves and the lamb, gedi, the kid goat, the sar and the he goat. What does that mean? Because if someone donates a par for a carbon ayel, he would bring money and put it into that box, which on it it said par, and he would bring one mana worth, like the Mishnah had said, that he brings a mana where a par was bought for a mana. Now, in contrast, when someone was donating carbon ayel as an eagle or calf, he would bring five slum and he would put into the box that said eagle, and so to all of them. And the Kahanim would take the money from that box, which let's say had in the power of the bull, and they would bring from all those monies that were in their bulls until they used all the monies in the box. And because of a Rebbe, this Mishnah Shkolim is going like Rebbe, and this is where it relates back to the Halacha of a Mishnah, the Amen that he says, Katnim Hevi Gadol Ayatza. If you vow to bring a small animal, instead you bring a large one, you have not fulfilled your obligation. That's why it had to be six boxes, because an oil is only brought from these type of six animals. Now, in contrast, according to Rabbanan, you didn't need six boxes, because the eagle didn't need its own box. It could be put into the power box and being brought parm anyway, because you fulfill the obligation in a large animal. And well, so why is it six? Why do you need a separate one for eagle? It's because it's going like Rebbe, who holds that you don't fulfill your obligation if you say to bring an eagle and instead to bring a par. Upapado Amar, he gives a different interpretation. He says, the reason why there were six is keneged ha-par. The first one was for the bulls, What is this for? Not like the previous interpretation when you're coming to buy and you're bringing money for that carbon where you would put in the box and the kama would bring your carbon from there. His interpretation is saying, like when there was a chatas of the tzibur, that carbon chatas got lost. And then they designated another one to take that place. And then they found the original one that was lost. So that one has to go out and graze. Its monies are then used to be put into this first box. That's what the money is, because it was sanctified, but you can't use the animal. So you let it graze, you sell that animal, it becomes deconsecrated. Now that money now has the sanctity. That money of the par of the chatzis tiber is put into box number one. Then box number two is va'elim, the rams. Same type of concept where when there's asham gizelis and asham me'ilis, people have to bring an asham because they stole or because they misappropriated from Hekdesh. It got lost. They separate another one to take its place. And then they find the first one. Here also the halacha is it has to go out to graze. Its money is then used and put into the second box. And again, from those monies, they would bring and buy the doves for the tzibur when the mizbeach was idle. Then the third one, as we continue to the top of Kaf Chasim and Alf, the third box is v'hakvasim for the lambs, which are when a nazir brings an asham or a mitzayir brings an asham, which have to be specifically in the first year, because it says it has to be a keves and not a different type of an animal. So here also, it has to go out to graze, and its money is put into the third box. Now, why wasn't this with the second box, with the leftovers of gizelis and me'ilis, which are all ashams? Because they're not the same. Because by nazir mitzayra, it has to be in its first year. There, it's in its second year. Here, there, they're being brought for atonement, and here they're being just to validate them, to come into the machne, to be able to partake of wine, and therefore they're different, therefore it needs its own box. Vasirim, the fourth box is the Si'iri Chatzis of the Tzibur, the he-goats of the Karma Chatzis of the Tzibur, which are brought on Yom Tovim, which atone specifically for when they were Tamei and they came into the Beis HaMikdash or touched Kachim, and they didn't have an awareness, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Sefer Shavuos. Now, the reason why it picks that of the as the case is because there really is no other animal that goes out to graze besides these, because let's say a kivsa and a se'ira, which is brought for a chatas of a yachid, that doesn't go out to graze, rather that just dies. But these are specifically the cases of where you're going to have that it goes out to graze, and then that money is put into a box, but there are different types of categories, and therefore they're going to have to require their own box. Box number six is v'hameisaris. For example, if let's say someone was bringing one of these different types of karbanas, and he had earmarked and separated money for that, and then the price of animals went down, so he has extra money. That excess money is put into the box number five, v'ama'ah, which is the kalbin. What this is referring to is because every single individual had to bring a machzah shekel for that year in Adar to bring for the new karbanis, which started in the next month in Nisan. Now, additionally, that to make sure that he was giving exactly the amount that was required, you had to give a little bit more tilted towards the side of Hekdesh to make sure that you're not missing out in the machzah shekel. Now, if let's say two people together are bringing one shekel, because each one has to bring a machzah shekel, so they would together bring just one kalbin, which is to make it just a little bit more being machria. Now, the problem with that is, now really Hekdesh is losing on some level, because each one would have had to bring their own kalbin, which is the smallest denomination that you could bring. Now that they're both bringing together, all you have to do is tilt a little bit, that kalbin is going to be good enough for the two of them. But had they both brought it separately, then they would have had to tilt it both separately, and they would have each given a kalbin. So because of that, in that situation, when two people bring a shekel, the extra kalbin that they're bringing to make up for what Hekdesh is losing, that's put into the sixth box. Now, says the Gemara, we have all these different interpretations for why, whether these six boxes, as the Mishnah says, for the Nedavis of in the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim. So says the Gemara, Kula Kechizkiya Lo Yomer, they all didn't say like Chizkiya that it was connected to the different six families of the Kehanim, because Lo Yomri, there they didn't say like him, because Lantzui Lo Yachashina, we're not concerned that they're going to fight. Why not? Because even if it's one box, the chol chad v'chad, yom kovid, everyone does the service on his own day. And therefore, if he has many karbanas, because individuals are bringing karbanas that whole day, so then he doesn't need to take the money from the box, and there's no reason for him to take the hides that were purchased from the monies that were put into the box, because I got my share. Everyone's getting the same amount anyway. Who cares? It's from the box or from individuals bringing. And if it didn't hold like him, that would be a requirement of making six different boxes. Krebi Yechanan, they didn't say like Krebi Yechanan. Because lafush lechashin, they're not concerned that it's going to get moldy and get ruined. That wouldn't be a reason. You could have one box and put all the coins in there. Kiziri la'ami, they didn't say like ziri, because ki chedolei mukmi, they didn't want to explain the halacha of that mishnah like a das yach, like a singular opinion, which is because they're not concerned with the opinion of Rebbe, who says that if you say you're going to bring small and you bring big, you're not Yoitza. Rather, they held, like the Chacham, that if someone is promising and donating a calf, he could put the money in the box that says par, and the Kohen will sacrifice a par from it until you use up all the money. And that's good because, like the Chacham hold, that cut in behavior gadol is Yoitza. Therefore, they don't want to say the halacha and the mishnah specifically like Rebbe. And Kabar Pada, Nami Le Amri, they also didn't say like the last opinion of that about Pada, because he said that the six boxes are for all these different types of funds that are left over, either because left over or because the animal was lost and then they found it, but you can't use it anymore, and the different types of funds, so different types of carbons they put in different boxes. The problem is because Maisarais, the fifth box he says, is the leftover money. On that, he's counting that as one as a separate box for Maisarais. Says the Gemara, they didn't hold like Barpad in that because Kulanami Maisarais. All the first four boxes are also essentially leftovers because those first animals which had to go out and graze, they're the leftovers of the funds which were from the purchasing of this carbon where they ended up buying a second carbon. So this is the leftovers, and therefore it's the same thing. You wouldn't say a fifth box for Maisarais if it's the same thing as the first four boxes. Where, although on some level it's different, the Maisarais here is when you had funds and the price of animals went down, but that's what they said, that they don't agree to that difference. It's the same thing as when the first animal gets lost, and then that's the leftover. So therefore, it wouldn't require its own box. Moreover, the sixth box that he says, Ma, that he says it's its own box for the Kalban, no, they disagree. Nami l'shkol mazla. They held that can't be its own box because it actually doesn't go in its own box. It actually goes to the Trumas al-Lishka, which is the chamber where the box where they put in all the regular shkolim. So through this extra kalban that when two people bring a shekel together, they bring it, that doesn't go in its own box. It's not its own separate thing. It actually goes together with the shkolim, the Tanakh learned the Braisa. Lahechen kalban zahoylech. Where does this extra kalban go to? L'shkolim. It goes where the shkolim go. That's the Rebbe Meir. Now, actually, Rebbe Elazar in the Nedava, he says it actually goes in its own box for Nedava, but the Chacham, the other opinion, the other Amiram, didn't agree to say, like Rebbe Elazar, to say that that's the interpretation of the Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim, that we'd rather say it like Stam and Misnit and Kereb Meir, which is that it goes like Shkalim, and therefore, for those two questions on Bapada of the Maisaris and Ma'ah, they didn't hold the business interpretation. That's why each Amir didn't say like the other for the following reasonings that they found difficult to say like that interpretation.